This is tape 2, the continuation of the first session of May 3rd, 1999, around the development and raising of our children from age 0 to age 4 years old by Dr. Nabil Ba'i. هذه هي بقية المحاضرة الأولى للدكتور نبيل باقي عن تربية ونمو أولادنا من منظار مسيحي من سن 0 حتى سن 4 سنوات.
What's my role with the hand of God? What's my role? Studying what God is doing for the baby inside me, but what is my role? I have to eat for him, I have to pray for him, I have to sing for him, I have to praise God for him. I have to stop smoking, drinking alcohol, no fast music, no bad dancing. I don't know whether you have here certain sports which you have to stop for me, the females, but no horse riding, of course no wrestling, with your husband I mean. And I'm sure the doctors will tell you, but join, you are participating with your husband and God, looking for the progress of the baby. Don't enjoy a jacuzzi for a long time, because you are killing the baby inside you. You are responsible for that. بلاش هزار جامد يا راجل مع مراتك مثلا يعني والتخبيط على بطنها ويسها صغيرة كده يعني تهزر هزارك معقول شوية يعني. كل ده ليه؟ حاسس ان في جنين جوه بيتكون وربنا عمال بيكبر واحنا بس عمالين نصطادي ونشكر ربنا فرحانين. Nutrition. Anything I eat, it goes to the baby. Any medication I'm taking, it goes to the baby. Any anger is reaching the baby. Any anxiety is reaching the baby. أي قلق, أي غضب يوصل للعيل. Hormones are reaching him. I am responsible during the pregnancy for every behavior. Responsibility. My lifestyle will change completely according to the care of my doctor and the care of our main doctors, Abuna and Abuna. الروحيين بيقولوا اعمل ايه؟ Do you think the fetus, the baby inside, could hear or not? He's inside a water cushion to protect him, so safe and secure. Do you think he could hear? His senses. He comes to the world able to hear. So why not? He's not hearing. Do you think he feels? سيكي العيل بيحس وبيسمع جوه الرحم؟ Yes. He hears always the soft music of your heart as a mother. With every pulse, you tell him, I love you, my baby. Every pulse, he hears very well. When you get angry, he feels and he has a grimace on his face. If someone will kick your tummy, he will feel it. And you will crunch or kick. If you are angry, he kicks more. If you are calm, he is calm inside. We have a lot to do during pregnancy. He enjoys the music when you are chanting, when he's inside. Because the music and praising and chanting, tasbih wa tarsil, bihadduki, relaxes you. And adrenaline will not reach him. It's so important to bond to your child. By age 6, when you start to kick and play, the father and the mother start to feel and know the head. The heels, they know, as if they are living. So when the moment will come for him to be out, they are waiting. When you take an ultrasound picture for him and you put it at the beginning of his album, when you was inside the uterus, this is your picture, my son or my daughter. And you are following with your doctor, waiting for the moment, preparing yourself for that moment. And the moment will come. the delivery. Someone coming out, not to life, because he was alive already. God is with him and he is alive. But he will start another phase of his life. He will go from a very secure environment to insecure environment, your house, I mean your home. بيت بدل الامان اللي جوه البيت اللي فيه امان يطلع بره للواقع المر بقى الله اعلم فيه امان ما فيش فيه امان. Then we start after delivery to see what we can do for him. So I cannot say age 0 to 2, 0 is day 1 delivery, 0 is first day of pregnancy. And the more you are spiritual, the more you are taking the body and blood of Jesus, reading your Bible, the more he will grow in the spirit. Who started growing in the spirit when he was in the womb? John the Baptist. And believe me, you children, the spirit, God who is with them in their cells, the more we take from the spirit, the more they receive. And when they come out, they are taking from our chromosomes. And they are coming out predisposed, يعني عندهم قابلية ان يجيلهم خصائص معينة. هيعرفوها امتى جه ازاي؟ لما البيئة تأثر فيهم. So our children carrying certain genes, certain chromosomes, certain character, waiting for the environment to set it for them whether they are going to develop it or not. يعني واحد عنده قابلية ان يبقى عصبي عشان ابوه وامه كان عصبيين. بعض الابهات هاديين جدا جدا. وانت صغير كنت ايه؟ فكرهم الوقت عشان تعاقل ومتجوز. طب فكر لما كنت صغير مامتك كانت بتقول عليك ايه؟ لما يطلع ابنك بقى من شبه اباه فما ظلم حتى من داي وان. والام ذا سيم. So we think of our children, they are taking from both of us characters. From zero to delivery is the mother. From delivery to two is mostly the mother, the most important factor for the baby. Now, this period from delivery to 2 years old is so important in the life of the young baby. Why? Because the main goal, أهم حاجة في هذا العمر من الولادة لسن سنتين, the baby will feel that he is living in a secure environment. عايش في جو في أمان وهدوء وحب. If he will not live in that kind of environment, he will develop very suspicious of everybody around him. The first 3 years, the way I respond to my child, if he needs something, if he's hungry, if he needs to eat, if a bug comes to him, if he has colic, needs to change the diaper, the way I rush to help him, give him the feeling that he is respected, taken care of. I trust you, mom, to take care of me. The baby hears very well and feels very well, but he does not see depth of focus clearly till third or fourth week after delivery. But he will recognize his mother by smell at the beginning and by the touch. Those who are interested in breastfeeding, you are giving your child, I'm not talking about the characters of the breast milk, but you are giving the affection and the compassion and the touch of your cheek to his cheek, the touch of your breast to him. You are giving him certain feeling of security, cannot take it from the bottle alone. But the way you hold him, feeding him by a bottle also, makes a big difference. actually teach how to hold a baby. Old mother must teach young mothers. The goal is to feel secure, loved, the first 2 years. And the baby will start at a certain age to move, to sit, the doctor will tell you, and will tell you physically he's developing right or not. Mentally he will recognize you. And he hears every song you are saying to him. Please, give your TV a vacation with the coming of the baby. I don't want him to be used to the noise of a TV. It's better the chanting of songs of tasbih. Musiqa kanasiya hadiya. Yismaha wa inam alayh. I know certain children who do not know how to sleep unless the TV is on. عارفين اللي بيتولد جنب القطر ما عرفوش ينام اذا كان القطر ماشي ليه؟ لان بابا وماما بيحبوا يتفرجوا على التي في وهم بيرضعوه التي في شغال ولا موسيقى عاليه قد كده راك شغاله وبيرضعوا العيل عيل خلاص ما هو ف I am developing in him the sense, the taste to the music and the calmness inside him. لاحظوا كده هو عيل صغير. If someone will scream around, you'll find the baby will jump. Why? He's so sensitive to the tone of voice. You are not holding a piece of meat. A human creature, God is in him. And when you start feeding him, لما تجيبهم, when you recite on him certain songs with the name of Jesus Christ. When you're feeding him, you tell him, Jesus love you. Baba Yeshua bihibbak. Without him understanding the word, he cannot talk. But he understands from your voice, the quality of your voice, that this name is good. And then you tell him, taste, مثلا الكلوم برطمان مثلا, a baby food. And the baby food is delicious. See how delicious it is. Baba Yeshua is so sweet. Baba Jesus. He will join the sweetness to Jesus in his mind. نأكله موزة كده. قل له بنانا موزة حلوة. بابا يسوع حلو. يبتدي العيل وعنده 6 أشهر 7 أشهر يعرف الحلاوة في المسيح. And he will carry him. Comes the church. He will see Abuna with his beard and the incense. He will be accustomed. مش هي is not going to cry. مش هيشوف أبونا بيسود كده ودقن. كل ما عي يشد دقن أبونا نعرف إن واد بسميه church كده. يعني عيل متربي في الكنيسة. كل ما يلعب في دقن أبونا هو صغير يبقى دوت متربي في الكنيسه ما بيخافش. معلش هي مش هتركي يا ابونا ده. Angels. And I could surround him in his room with saints. Christ, Mama Ladra, Virgin Mary, and all the saints. And I carry him and tell him, this is who and this is who every day. And this in his mind. And then I could take my hand to the picture icon and kiss it and take his hand and put it on his mouth. By age 6 months, when he will be 1 year, he will do it automatically. When he comes to the church, he will love the incense. He will love the music of the church. So I start to read for him Bible stories. He will sleep on chanting. Spiritual development with the physical development. That baby cannot hold himself, and they walk or start to walk around 1 year, 10 months to 1 year. But I'm talking about normal baby, but he will run not less than 1.5 years. Lay Why? At 18 months, his nervous system start to control the muscles. Before that, he can't. سلام كده لما تحطوا صباعكم في ايد العيل ويقفل عليكم بسميه الجراسب ريفلكس وعين تبوس ايده وتحطوا خدكم على خده It's so loving العيل يحس بالامان His mother He will hear your heart pumping على صدركم The same sound he was hearing in uterus انت كل امهات حاليا طبعا بيحن دلوقتي عايزين تجيبوا عيال صغيرين تاني It's so good to see a baby growing and God is blessing every movement in him and when he start to walk and play and get into the church he The psycho-emotional, his emotions, he only wants to feel loved. He will trust you, trust the environment, but through your love and care. Socially, any baby, when a stranger comes, he'll be anxious because stranger and anxiety. At the beginning, he knows only his father, mother, sister, brother, close relatives. We want to introduce him to others. So socially he will develop when he is months, few months. At age 2 years, we will know whether he socially could mix with other or not. نعرف عن سنة سنتين العيل قادر اجتماعيا ما يخافش يعني الواد يقول لك الواد ما يخافش من حد بيروح لكل واحد في الكنيسة تديه لأي حد يشيله عنك ويطبطب عليه شوية وتريح ايديكي العيل حلو لان انا عرفته اجتماعي اديته سوشيال سكيل بين سنه وسنتين مورالي whatever I will tell him this is wrong this is good this is bad he would follow and I have to show him my leadership the moral development at that age they take from you whatever you are saying You don't argue. Less than 2 years old. Because you can't think. You can't analyze what you are saying. Then I teach them if the fire is wrong, the sharp edges are wrong. I teach them certain principles to be followed. Of course, gender and sexuality, they're still angels. You don't know anything about that. But don't panic. If you see your male baby from day one erected, that's normal. That's normal. Every mother knows that. It has nothing to do with sexuality. At age two to four, the terrible two, لما يوصل سن سنتين يحصل تغيير جامد قوي. يبقى من الولادة لسنتين العيل أهم حاجة يحس بالأمان من خلال محبة الأم والأب على الماشي يعني بس الأم هي الأساسية عشان كده I encourage mothers not to work in the first at least 2 years of the life of their children unless you are really in bad need of money preferably the first 4 years Because 80% of the personality developed in the first 4 years of life of the baby. So the presence of the mother is so important around them everywhere. But to the extent not to let the baby closely attached to you, ما بقاش لازق فيكي خليه يتعرف على الناس برضه. From 2 to 4, he would develop his will. الإرادة بتاعت العيل بتتكون من سن 2 لـ 4 عنده strong will ولا خرع عنده تحكم في نفسه self control ولا لأ he's able to move his hands his feet he knows how to move them he knows how to run طبعا بتشيله كل حاجة المفارش كل حاجة بتشال مفيش أي حاجات أنتيك أبدا في البيت أنه بيجر كل حاجة يفتح كل حاجة في المطبخ مهما حطيته لاتشز هيفتحها برضه، الاكباس النور تحطه كبرز هيلعب فيهم، تحطوا انتوا الحاجات السيف دي يشيلوها صوابح مرفيعة دي وينقلكم على الارض من الكاربس كل حاجة موجودة. I have to care for them. They develop their will. They develop the word no. كل حاجة no. They don't want to rebel. But they are proving we are here now. We have a will. فاكرين حتة لحمة؟ No. I have a will now. They start to control their sphincters. Potty trained or not, between 2 and 4. And please don't label them between 2 and 4. Don't put shame on them. If they do anything wrong, they're just starting to develop their will. لسه بادين يكونوا ارادتهم، مش عارفين يتحكموا في نفسهم، طب ومال؟ هنعلمهم. لكن اذا العيل عمل غلط، please don't hit him. At that age, I know families, they hit harsh, hard, a baby 6 months old. يشيلوا عيل كده ويرزعوه. أو يهزوه هزة جامدة بحيث يعني يخلوه يدوخ عشان ينام. هو مش بينينوه جنتلي. They're rocking the baby, they're not rocking the baby. They are moving the baby in a very aggressive way. تعمل له كونكشن. الأم تديه لأبوه عشان يهزه جامد. Some mothers, they suffocated their children because they are crying too much. Some children start as cranky baby. Some are very slow. Some are easygoing. This is the way they grow and develop. So the interaction of the environment, البيئة بتاعت بيتكم مع الجينز هتخلق العيل الكاركترز بتاعته. المرحلة دي from 2 to 4. Spiritually, you could explain to him all the stories, all the songs. He could start learning. In your car, always Christian songs. Around him, around his bed, في البيت, Christian songs. Church songs and Christian songs. And you could tell him all the stories of the Bible, but not in an implied way. من حاجة مفيش فيها معاني كناية. Direct meaning. Between 2 to 4, he is only seeing in front of him what he's seeing is present. What's absent, he cannot recognize. يعني God for him is in the picture, in the icon. This is Jesus. And for him, everything is moving, is alive. Everything is alive. يعني الكورة فيها life. الصورة فيها الشجرة فيها life. لو حبوا العيل يرسموا أي حاجة يشخبطهم، يرسموا إيدين ورجلين لكل حاجة. الترابيزة لها إيدين ورجلين. الصورة إيدين ورجلين. الشجرة لها إيدين ورجلين. Everything is alive for them. And as a mother, if you disappear outside the door, for him you are absent. He will cry because you vanished. اطلع ورا الباب اختفيتي. You are not there. He has no mind to think, هي واقفة ورا الباب وبعد شوية تخش. No. So these are his mental abilities. The more I read for him, the more he will develop intelligence. Read for him books, stories. But don't overdo it. يعني ما خدش عيل مثلا عنده 3 years old and take him to karate lessons, music lessons, swimming lessons, and computer lessons during the week. And you will take him to a school which teach him the courses for 5 or 6 years old. And he's still 3. I pay money. Why do you stuff him like this? دي مش شطارة. Some mothers and fathers are doing that. But reading for the baby, reading for the young, for the infant is so important. develop his intelligence. And he will start talking, parroting. Whatever you say, he will repeat after you. Less than 2 years old. At 2 years, supposedly he will say sentences, two or three words. He'll start to be loving, give you hugs, give you kisses. Start to interact socially around him. And he will know that he will grow to be a boy or a girl, like mom or dad. He knows, because we tell him that. And don't call a boy sweetie, ya sukkarti, ya halwiti, ya asulti. No. Call him with a boyish description. Kalam uladi. Al-bint laha sifat, waladi sifat. Or else, you are hindering his acceptance of his gender. Ta'arrufa against bitlakhbat. You are responsible for that. And if he will stick too much to you as a mother, 2 to 4, the father has to come in. If he will stick to you, he will imitate you. He's a boy and imitating you as a mother is strong, is bad. He will let his hair, will try to wear skirts because you are wearing skirt and he loves you so much. So the presence of the father is so important in case of boys. Between 2 to 4, intellectually, he could recite songs. He could learn small verses, all the stories without any implied meaning, direct stories. Sunday school, go and visit Hadana, kindergarten, and you will know how they teach the kids the Christian stories. Morals, still they are following exactly what you are telling them. No thinking. Thinking, you know, between 6 and 12, the peers come in controlling the principles and morals. After 12, they analyze, is that moral applies to them or not? Is it good for them? But till age 4, they follow as you are saying, telling them, right and wrong. Socially, as I told you, they are more interacting. And gender, they will know. Sexuality, please, by that age, 2 to 4, stop all kind of rubbish movies you are getting. Cable TV with immoral movies, keep it away from them, age 2 to 4, because they are just imitate. I have seen children 4 years old doing terrible things. أي رجال غاويين بورنوغرافي بليز ما يجيبوش في البيت سن 2 4. أي نعم أنا بقول ابتداء من سن 2 طبعا ويمتد إلى أي سن. نعم ما يجيبوش نفسه عشان أبوي بيقول عيب يعني الكبار دي يجيبوا نفسه هيسمعوا أكثر من كده أبونا during this 6 days الموضوع ده. لكن I'm telling you that the camera is recording whatever you see he's seeing. It's a responsibility. If you want to be a sinner, don't let him to be a sinner with you, because he will store in his mind something bad and you're responsible for that. If you don't love yourself, love your kid at least. I will stop here at age 4. Any questions?
Back when you were talking about encouragement, when we went through the first 10 points, you said support and give incentive, and you specified not to do that with money. Yeah. Would that be the same thing like treats, as in food treats or toys or...
Like no,
what
this
kind
is
of
not
incentives
money.
Are you talking about?
Take them to picnics. Get them clothes, get them toys. But don't give them money. No, dollars. Because they will develop love of money at that age. I am seeing that as a trouble to certain kids. They are money-minded. Give them a good hug and good kiss. take them with you to a picnic, show them how much you love them for what they have done. But don't give money. Give presents and gifts, but not money. Am I clear now?
Yes, thank you.
Any other questions? See, we're going spirituality with physical development, control, emotionally, the goal of each period, psycho-emotionally, socially, morally, gender and sexuality. Any question? Of course, I did not elaborate on the physical development because it's left for your MDs.
And I have a question, Doctor.
Yes.
Why the father cannot play a role at the very young age? I think he can.
خلاص. يبقى رد على البيبي.
لا مش شرط مش
usually breastfeeding is for the mother.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
feeding. But bottle feeding you can, of course. Change the diaper you can. And
teaching him and playing with him, singing for him, all those things he can do.
Fine. I'm putting usually mothers are staying home, not working in the first 2 years. You can't. But at the time you are there, of course, spend time enjoying being with the baby. But most of the time the mother is involved. That's why I'm saying she is the mother. But if you are a single parent with a baby, if you go to the court, separated from a wife, they give the baby to the mother. Why? Even the civil system. It does not mean that you can't, but usually mothers, female, supposedly, theoretically, are more of a feelers, compassionate, and they could express that to their own children. But you can, of course, as a man. And if a man will lose his wife, God will grant him, I'm sure will grant him, all the characters to be a single good parent.
I'm not talking about single, I'm talking about that the child can take from both of them.
I agree. What I'm saying is mostly the mother. I'm not saying no. The dad will be involved. And at the first, I don't know where's the argument. I did not say dad is zero. I'm saying mother is mostly the mother because she is there with the baby. I'm not excluding from the equation the man. I'm not taking the responsibility of changing the diaper and playing and singing with him while he is even 2 months. I'm not saying that. But most of the time he is the one with the wife, with the mother. If she's a bad mother, men can do it better than them. I know mothers who are working from day one, and fathers are at home. They have taken that role. God bless them. But the usual, the normal, females are more with the baby. But please interact at the time of presence as a man with the baby. When you come by 7, the baby maybe is asleep, fast asleep. During weekend, try to interact with him while he's awake. Yes. Okay. And as soon as the baby will grow and walk, if he is a burden 24 hours on the mother, men have to share the responsibility to relieve them. They go shopping, they go take care of themselves, and men have to take care of the baby to relieve their wives because they love their wives. And young baby, they know the father and the mother from the first month. First month, they know the man and know the brother and sister. They know them by shape and voice, not only the mother. But usually who is there always for him is the mother. I will tell you, if a baby will cry, who jump first, the mother or the dad? Who hears the baby first, the mom or the dad? The mom. God has adjusted the ears of the mom, the female, to hear the tone of the baby. It does not mean that if you are not asleep, if you're not fast asleep, if you are awake, of course go and do something to relieve her. But even God granted the mother certain character. Who will be tired faster taking care of the baby? The dad or the mom? The dad. God knows that the mother could tolerate the baby more. But just in case the mother is absent, of course the dad has to take charge. ربنا يخليهم يعني يخلي الأمهات يعني. The loss of a mother from a baby is really a catastrophe. And everybody knows that catastrophe. If a mother will leave and the children are less than 2 years old, it is a disaster for the children. Because they are so important. ربنا يخلي كل الزوجات لأزواجهم. أنا مش بهمين مش بكلم عليكم انتوا ناس حلوين قوي يعني انتوا فيكم بلاوي برضو يعني بس انا بتكلم يعني ان ربنا يعني مديكم دور مهم يعني في احنا بنقرب عيال الام بس للاسف مش هكون موجودة في عيال الاب والا كنت يعني كبرت شويه برضو في الضغط. اي اسئله تانية؟
I'm just wondering for those of us who sometimes have to work or go to school and let's say you come back from work or school and the children, it's their bedtime and they want you to sleep beside them. A lot of psychologists will say, do it, it's okay. And some will say, no, don't do it. You're teaching the child to fear darkness. Or can you hear me?
Not clearly.
Do you want me to repeat? Okay. Yani, would you like me to repeat or it's okay? Okay. I'm saying for the mothers that are working or studying, and when they come home after work or study and they want the children want them to sleep beside them. They didn't see them the whole day, they miss their mothers and they want the mother to sleep beside them. Is that how do you feel about that? Because some people will say it's wrong, don't do it, and some people will say no, it's okay.
You mean for the husband to do something, eh?
No, for the mummies to...
Yes. The baby must sleep in his cot.
No, but I'm talking about children that are like age around, let's say, 3 and 4.
From age 1 day after delivery, they live and sleep in their baby cot and their own bed. If I agree about age 1 day, of course, 3 or 4 years old, they have to be in their own room.
Yeah.
And their own bed, away from the marital room.
Okay, in their own room, but is it okay for the mother to go and take like 20 minutes with each child before he falls asleep?
Yes.
To out gamble?
Yes, okay. Father and mother can do that, to be with them, telling them stories, praying with them till they sleep, but don't sleep with them. Okay. Or else they will raise headache to you unless you are there with them all the night. And if he will awake in the middle of the night and come and knock the door and please close the door of your bedroom. See, he learned how to knock on the door. And then you wake up to him, Habibi, what's wrong? And take him back to his bed. But he will not come and sleep between you and your husband. This is wrong. To teach the baby, to teach the child, he has his own room and surrounded by the pictures of the saints and the icons and the cross and Jesus, and you read for him, pray with him, and then the lights will be soft and then you leave. Mm-hmm. After some time, he will not wait even till they will sleep. Mm-hmm. He will learn that as soon as you finish praying and the lights are soft, he will look to Jesus Christ and he will sing anything and then count elephant, sheep.
Thank you.
Yes, Dr. Nabil. The 10 characters that you gave us, let's say we realized that some of them weren't fulfilled. So what can you do about it? Like, are you going to talk about how can you fulfill some of those characters? Let's say, for example, the first one, provide a secure environment. If you didn't have enough of that, how can you manage to, do you understand what I mean? How fix it? Yeah. Can you understand my question? Okay, let's say you realize that you missed some of the secure environment, and you said that the result of that would be to be suspicious about other people. So what can you do about that?
If this will continue, the environment will continue to be hostile, it will continue all their life. That's why many have a paranoid personality. Suspicious personality. But as soon as we deal with the environment to make it comfortable and secure, the earlier we do that, the better for the baby. So they are not doomed to be living suspicious all their life if we try to correct the environment as early as we can.
But if it's already done, what do you do about it? If it's already done, we grow up and we realize that some of the things weren't fulfilled enough. What do you do about it?
Because he will go with for you. I will send him to you to treat him.
You would send someone to treat the person?
Yes.
Okay, he cannot treat himself.
No.
He needs someone.
He needs help. If someone will go as an adult, suspicious, because of a hostile environment between his father and mother, or for any reason, hostility, في عدوانية وخبط ورع في البيت وزعيء, and the baby will grow, a teenager, the same environment, an adult, the same environment, he has to go to a therapist to help. He has to.
Okay,
or
so
it will stay with him.
Okay, so if one of the points were not that much fulfilled, he has to go see a therapist.
That's yes, okay. If he will continue to be an adult with that environment, yes.
Thank you.
Welcome. You're welcome. بفرح أنا بالناس اللي يبتدوا يخشوا في البروفيشن جديدة.
To what extent we should award a child of 3 or 4 years old, like if anything I'm asking my daughter to do, she's asking for a reward, surprise, such things. So to what extent we should be doing that?
Should be doing it.
Give them rewards.
Rewards, I answered that before. To which extent?
Yeah, to what extent, like anything she's doing, she needs a surprise for it.
No, rewards has to be mainly emotional. Hugs, kisses, sweet words, encouragement, praise, not gifts. The incentives must not be material. The more it is of love, emotional, care, is better for the baby. But to let the baby be attached to the material things, it will spoil him or her. يعني مش كل بنت حاجة مثلا حلوة تعملها يجيب لها فستان أو يجيب لها شوكولاتة. No. تتعلم إن لما تعمل حاجة حلوة تاخد هاج من ماما. لأنها بنت حلوة. أو ولد حلو. That's all. Someone was asking me, يعني, mothers in the previous days, 50 years ago, did not learn أي حاجة بتقولوها دي. وكلنا طالعين كويسين. We grow every so good. What's the difference? يعني انتوا واجعين دماغنا الوقت كده وعمالين تتكلموا كلام يعني ما كنا كويسين زمان. It has two aspects. We cannot be the mothers of 50 years ago. Environment was totally different. And number two, who said that you are good?
But if you are so good, because mothers, believe me, mothers were spending with their children time we cannot offer these days. They were calm and quiet and loving and compassionate and submissive to their husband, no yelling. I'm talking about the mothers you are thinking of 50 years ago. Environment was totally different. And mothers at that time, they learn from their own mothers. Can tigi el grandma to al mother wa ta'allimha, teach her what to do. Now the grandmother and the mother are working, both of them. Hadish fari. Environment is totally different than before. Ayam zaman, I'm just going to talk about ayam zaman. ولما اجي اتكلم على الجواز تقول يا سلام هتفكرنا بايام زمان. طب ما هو دي الحقيقه. We are changing. Then we have to learn. You know, everything you hear now is fast. To learn fast, to be a good mother in a course of 6 days. It will never happen. Because you have to practice this. Behavior therapy cannot be by teaching. By doing, you learn and do it. Then I encourage good mothers to teach young mothers. And they practice. So we are just offering some advice to be practiced. I hope the days, the old days, all the good days will come. Again, I hope. The calmness of the wives and the serenity of the environment and no TV, no radio, nothing. You can't be able to do it, isn't it? 50 years ago, if you remember, the radio was very big like this. And there was no TV. وإذا كان في راديو العيلة كلها تتلم عشان يسمع الراديو حاجة يعني. كاش في حاجة كان كله ايه ام تقعد play with her baby and sing for the baby and take care of the baby all her life. So commit yourself for your baby completely. Stop this nonsense noise around the baby at least the first 2 years. And put spirituality, please, as much as you can. خلاص.
I have two questions. And the first one deals with the interaction of the environment and the genes and how that develops a child. And you talked about the developmental characteristics, the physical, spiritual, mental, social, etc. Why is it then that in many families, and I have three children, so I even notice it with three of our children, that each one could be different? The oldest, say the middle, and the youngest, one is more social, one may be more intellectual, one may be more shy. How do these differences come when it may be the same parenting for all three?
Nobody could answer this question. Sometimes we see children, two parents are so calm when they were young and adult, and the baby is born very cranky, very difficult child. And we are unable to explain till now. So I'm saying theoretically the interaction of the genes with the environment. But sometimes we are unable to explain why God gave us a difficult child. Because He wants to give us a difficult child with all the blessing. I mean, we are good, nothing wrong in us. Why God will give us a disabled child? Because God wants that. So certain questions, when I said someone very slow, someone easygoing, someone difficult, sometimes cannot be explained in all the cases by heredity. But usually we refer to the parents first to ask about their history. يعني الأولاد يطلع عندهم hyper, عندهم ADHD, I usually ask the mother and the father about their childhood. And in most of the cases, one of them was hyper when he was young. So as a routine, we ask. But some of the cases are unexplained. The difference between the three children, yes, is meant to be. Each child will grow different. Rabbana ask it. In other families, the three children they have, all of them are easygoing. They are blessed. Rabbana ask it, yeah. He knows the tolerance of those parents. And he wants to bless other parents with a difficult child. Really, a blessing. We could ask him. But scientifically, I don't explain till now. Why?
And my
second, any other question?
My second question, I'm being greedy. Okay, my second question is more of your opinion. You were painting a picture of creation, really, or conception, with the sperm and the egg and God's involvement with the particulars of that. What is your opinion now of the genetic breakthrough they have, especially with the sheep that they were able to have outside of a uterus with a sperm and a cell in an environment where they were able to grow?
Cloning,
exactly.
Till now, it's not proven on a wide scale. Someone did it. We don't know exactly till someone will repeat and repeat and repeat the same experiment to prove to be right. So, if someone will say, I got a result, research-wise, unless every lab will do it, it gives the same validity, same exact product, you could say it's right. But till now, not many did it, as much as I hear. So, and don't do it for human. What they're doing in cloning, they are not taking biochemically dead material and giving life to it. No. I mean, in the biochemical lab, I'm not taking some amino acids and form a cell and asking it to move. It will move, it will never move. I'm taking an animal product, a cell which is living, dormant for certain reason, and then life is in it. God who said the life in the animal or the human being is the one who said this life. Till now, all the science all over the world, all the scientists, the researchers, are unable to give life to the components of a cell they are creating. We know exactly the components, but life is given by God. Let them do whatever they like. So, if I take a sperm from an animal with an ovum of a monkey, it will never grow to be a human being. If I take cells from a human being, I mean, the IVF, if I take outside the uterus, the test tube babies, you do it outside. But I'm taking an alive cell with an alive cell. God is with them already. And they will start development outside the body, then put it inside the body. So I'm not ignoring God. So that matter of the life giver is still for God. No scientist is able to do it or to make it. He will take and make a replication by what? An alive cell, God is in it, and trying scientifically for it to reproduce. Any cell has the power to reproduce in certain environment, as we are doing with a human being. So, but the experiment of cloning is not approved yet by all the scientific media till now. So just for cloning is one of the episodes of the evolutionist. The evolutionist was talking about no creator. And its episodes from the 19th century, from Darwin time till now, every episode takes 20 or 30 years, then it fades away. and God is still the creator. Thank you. See you tomorrow.